This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. troops yesterday arrested the wife and daughter of the second most wanted man in Iraq. Izzat Ibrahim al-Douri is suspected of masterminding a number of recent attacks on American forces. Just before the war began last March, Saddam Hussein placed al-Douri in charge of defenses in northern Iraq. U.S. officials have given no details on why al-Douri's wife and daughter are being held. Since the end of major combat, relatives of other fugitives have been detained for information or to get the wanted men to surrender. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke with Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz about the legality of these arrests.
Alan Dershowitz, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Is this consistent with international law?
It's never permissible under international law or under American domestic law to hold an innocent person in order to put pressure on a relative or a guilty person. Technically, that's what the Germans called Sippenhaft, that is punishment of kin. But the United States, I think, is experimenting with what might generously be called creative approaches to the problem of terrorist prevention, and this is probably one of those creative approaches.
Well, you are a well-known champion of civil liberties. So when you say technically this is against the law, but the U.S. is trying to use a creative approach in an unusual wartime situation, what are you saying? That it's okay?
No, what I'm saying is that terrorism poses challenges to international law because international law wasn't written for terrorism. International law was written primarily to address problems of uniform military forces opposing each other on the battlefield. And there are ways legally of trying to bring this within the rule of law. For example, these people who are being held hostage could be called material witnesses, and the government could claim they're merely holding them to question them about the whereabouts of their fugitive relative, who is in fact thought to be a criminal.
You speak about terrorists. Izzat Ibrahim al-Douri was high up in the Iraqi government. He is a military man.
The United States certainly regards him as a terrorist. Now, I think one could argue that a terrorist is one who attacks civilians, and under that definition, he wouldn't be regarded as a terrorist. This is just another example of the new vocabulary, the new reality that confronts any armed forces in a democratic society operating within the rule of law, that's trying to confront new dangers that were unanticipated and that are not clearly covered by existing statutes or any kinds of conventions.
Well, if it wasn't okay for the Germans during World War II to arrest relatives to get at other people, why would it ever be okay for the U.S. to do this in Iraq?
Everything is a matter of degree. What the Germans did, of course, and what Stalin did, was to kill relatives. This is quite different. They're being held. Now, obviously, a message is being sent, and maybe the message is that if matters escalate, maybe the United States will escalate as well, though I don't think the United States ever would. What it's trying to do is define a new concept.
Bottom line, does it work?
I think it remains an open question about whether it will work, and it also remains an open question about whether, even if it works, it's legitimate under what international law ought to be, even if international law today is not as clear as it could be.
Alan Dershowitz is a professor of law at Harvard University. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.